Mark Moore. He's pastor of the First Baptist Church in Tipton, Indiana. Subject for this meeting is how to use the continued discipleship curriculum in your local church.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for showing an interest in discipleship. Again, does everybody have a book from last session? I put this book together. It gives you a foundation for discipleship, and then the wheel. The wheel, as we looked last session, some of you were in here, helps us walk through the process of what to do when someone gets saved. Okay, when someone gets saved, you want to recognize that they're an infant in Christ, and that you're going to have to start by teaching them basic Bible doctrine. That's where you start with someone that has been saved. And I'm finding out, the longer I pastor, I've been in full-time ministry for over 20 years. I'm in my 23rd year of full-time ministry. Is you'd be surprised, and it was sort of mentioned today, you'll be surprised the number of people in our pews that are ignorant to basic Bible doctrine. Let me just say this. I have a youth pastor, Rob Brown. Some of you know our youth pastor. He's been with me for 10 years full-time. And I sat down with him not too long ago, and I said to my youth pastor, I said, Rob, I think we need to get back to the basics with our young people. And I said, if all you do is teach our young people basic Bible doctrine, that's okay with me. I said, I mean, you can do a 12-week series on the tabernacle, but I said, if they don't know who Jesus is, I think it's a little bit in vain. And so we're working through that. You know, everything, I'll use this word loosely, everything evolves in our church. You know what I mean when I say that? We're evolving into things that maybe we thought we could never do 5 years ago, but now we're doing, or maybe we're seeing that something we haven't done, we need to start doing. And so, as I said in the last session, years ago, about 13 or 14 years ago, when I was pastoring in North Carolina, I got to the place where I was desperate, and I was frustrated because I didn't have a plan of action as to how to help people who had been saved in our church and how to ground them in the truth. So, I found out about a conference in New York at First Bible Baptist Church in Rochester, New York. It's a strong, thriving ministry today. And they built their church on soul winning and discipleship. And I called them up, and they had a conference once a year, and it was limited to about 20 people, usually pastors. And I got on an airplane, and for 3 days, I sat at their feet and learned how to disciple people. And it was a life-changing experience for me. And again, this has been about 13 years ago. And I was trained in using this curriculum here. So when you open it up, the first book is on the Word of God. What do we believe about the Word of God? The second book is on salvation. Okay, what does it mean to be saved? You've been saved. Now what does that mean? The third book is on eternal security. We believe once saved, always saved. Amen? Amen? Amen. So what does that mean? Okay. The fourth book is on baptism. Okay. If they hadn't been baptized, you walk them through this book. You're in week 4 of discipleship. We try to do a book a week. Week 5 is prayer, okay? If you think prayer is important, raise your hand. Sure. Okay, we got to teach people how to pray. Book 6 is dealing with sin, okay? And this is where counseling comes in. How to deal with sin in your life. The will of God. What is the will of God? The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Book 9 is the importance of the local church. Now, at this point, they may not be a church member. Or maybe they've just been saved. They've been baptized, but they haven't joined our church. Now, everybody has a different philosophy of ministry. We have some pastors in here. But if someone comes in my church and they get saved, and then they want to follow the Lord in believer's baptism, but they're not quite ready to join the church, I will baptize them. With the intention and prayerful intention that they would eventually join the church. 9 times out of 10 in our church, and I don't know how it is at Faith or Brother Daniel, how you do it at Trinity or down in Ellettsville, but 9 times out of 10, when someone is baptized in our church, they're coming for church membership. And we do not let them be a member unless they're baptized. Okay, we follow the New Testament pattern there. Okay, so we talk about the local church, giving, we talk about tithing. Now notice where it's strategically. It's not at the front of the book, okay? Okay, you've been saved, you need to start tithing right now. You know, we don't do that, okay? Let's give them 10 or 12 weeks, you know? If they keep coming, then they're going to probably be interested in doing that. Liberty in Christ. What am I free to do and what am I freely not to do? How do I be a good employee at work? How do I be a good worker? Book 12. Book 13 is how do I live in the world? Okay? Talk a little bit about separation. Okay, I'm in the world, but I'm not what? Of the world. Okay? Book number 14 is the judgment seat of Christ. We deal with that and the crowns. We deal with the five crowns we can win and place at Jesus' feet. The Lord's Supper is book 15. Book 16 is soul winning. Book 17 is discipleship, being a disciple. And book 18, fittingly, is what will happen at the end times. We believe in the pre-tribulational, pre-millennial return of Christ. Okay, I show you all this. You say, well, that's not what I'm here for because that's not what we're going to use. Well, everything's in here is in here. Okay? Now, whether Paul Chappell had this when he sat down, him and Brother Gabe there at Lancaster, and put it all together, I don't know. But it all meshes together. And so when I got this, I said, I'm not going to use this anymore. I'm going to use the continue book. So I want you to take your continue book, and this class is all about how to sort of work through the continue book. These books are not for you to keep and do not write in them. They're provided for this workshop only. Ben, do you have a continue book? Okay, you got one? Okay, I want you to take it out, and what I would do is if I'm working with someone, you can do this. You can use the continue book on a group setting or individually. So I'll try to work you through it and just show you what I do, and I would do it probably in a group setting or individually. Okay, we're in a discipleship class right now. So you have paid for your book. What I said at the last session is these books are $10. We charge $5. Okay, remember what I said is if they're making an investment, then they're likely to what? Come back or finish, stick with you. So we don't make that a big deal, but we do charge a little bit. And what I do is I will take it to page one. The very first session, the very first lesson is the Word of God. Now let me tell you what my goal is when I go through this with individuals. My goal is to do a chapter each session. And I try to meet with somebody for an hour and 15 minutes at the most. When I schedule my discipleship appointments, I usually schedule an hour, block off an hour in my schedule. If I go over, that's fine. Because they may have questions. But here's the beauty about the book. Okay, first of all, the book's not going anywhere, and chances are they're not going anywhere, and hopefully you're not going anywhere. Okay, so if you don't finish the first chapter, if you only get through the first two or three pages and they had a lot of questions, that's okay. You can always pick up where you are. You just got to keep track of where you are. And what I do, and I'm going to just be real nitpicky here because I'm just being transparent. What I do is I took four by, I don't know, what size are these? 5x7 cards, and we have a local printer, and I went down there last year and I said, I want 1,000 of these cards. I want you to print up some. They're just blank. And for every person I disciple, I just take the card and I make notes for every person, and I slip it in my book, and when I meet with that person, then I can pull out their card, and I can see, okay, this person is to read this passage, this is where we stopped. So you can use 3x5 cards, you can use sticky notes or something, but I don't have to have a book for each person. You know, I can sort of walk my way through by basing where I put everything on the card. You follow what I'm saying? So I have a card for every person. And those cards go in a file in my desk, and then the discipleship file. So if I'm discipling three or four people, which would be mammoth for me, then I have three or four cards I just pull out. Okay, and I do that for Just on a side note, I do that for counseling. Because sometimes I have to meet with someone. I'm meeting this Friday with a man who called me that needs marital counseling. He and his wife are about to have a divorce. So, you know, I'll have a little note card. And when I counsel people, even when I disciple people, I'll say, now listen, what's your first name?
Andy.
I say, listen, Andy, I'm glad you're here. But I'm going to have this little card here, and I'm just going to take some notes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to offend you. I'm just going to write down some things as we talk. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, because I want them to feel comfortable. I'm not trying to hide anything from them, but if they have questions about something, sometimes I may not have the answer for the question, so I have to write the question down and I say, I'll get back with you. So what I'll do is I'll take this. Now, the thing about the Continue book is, to show you how to do this, is I like what they did at Striving Together. They have blanks that you fill in. Real simple. The answers to those blanks are in the back of your book. So let's take our books and let's turn to the back. And I want you to turn to page 291, Appendix A. Okay? And I want you to hold your thumb there on page 291. The answers are just written out there. You see all those words? They don't tell you how to put them in, but the first word is process. That goes in the first blank on page 1. So you see how it plays out? See how we do it? Real simple. So what I do is I will say, well, let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Peter 3:18. I know it's written there for you, but this is what God tells us to do. We're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then I'll walk them through. Of course, a personal relationship with God begins with salvation. Now I want you to fill in this blank. You got your pen or pencil there, and I provide that for them. I say, okay, now we're going to fill in here. Here's a truth I want you to learn. Once a person is saved, discipleship is the process. I want you to write that word down. Process of learning what it means. So my goal is to teach you what it means to follow Jesus. Now what I have done, what you have to do, is you have to work ahead. You've got to go back. Not in front of them. Well, let me see what that blank is. Okay, let me turn back here. Okay, you can't do that. You gotta have the blanks filled out. Okay, and what I've done is I've taken, this is my personal Continue book that I brought with me. As I'll highlight the verses, you know, you can use markers. I'm just giving you some practical ways to highlight some things as you walk through. So we go through there. Now, not every verse that's on there we read. Okay, turn to page 2. Will you do that? At the beginning, top of the page, simply put, a disciple is a committed follower of Jesus Christ. Thus, discipleship is learning what it means to follow Jesus fully. Okay, and then there's a lot of words to fill in, but again, I've gotten all those words from right back here, and he lays it out for you for each chapter. Week 1 is the Word of God. Okay. Week 2 is knowing God. So all the answers are provided. There is no teacher's addition to the Continue book. When you call Striving Together and talk to the girls there in Lancaster, they're going to say, how many books do you want? And they'll send them to you, and this is all you're going to get. Now I want to tell you this. Paul Chappell and Brother Gabe, his Sunday school director, I forgot his last name, huh? Rule, Brother Gabe and Brother Chappell have put together about a 45-minute video on YouTube on the discipleship book. So if you have YouTube, you can go online, Google on YouTube, the Continued Discipleship series, and you can pull up the clip from Paul Chappell. And it's worth watching. And Gabe is on there. Pastor Gabe is on there as well. And they do a good job. They're just sitting at a desk and they're just walking you through the Continued book. So that was something I wanted to tell you today. When you go home this week, if you're interested in this material, look at the YouTube clip. It's about 45 minutes long, 50 minutes. Okay? So that gives you some additional training. So what I do is I walk them through. So we're on page 3. We're walking them through the Word of God, what you can expect. We go over what we expect them to do in the first lesson, what you should commit. A commitment to meet every week to finish the course. A commitment to regular church attendance. Okay, flip the page. Page 4. A commitment to complete the assignments. Each lesson has assignments. And I'm a stickler on this. And I don't want to come across like I'm a really nasty, mean person. Brother Daniel will tell you I am, but I'm really not. But I'm at the point that if they're not going to do their homework, then I don't want to see them. Okay? Because they have to make a commitment. Now, if they're sick or if they've been in the hospital or if they've had a family issue, you know, but let's do this homework together. I also want to drive them to the place where they'll begin to memorize Scripture. Okay? Now, the first Scripture I'm not going to give them is Romans 6. Memorize the whole chapter. Okay? I'm going to give them a simple verse. And I think in here, there are some verses they recommend. Okay? So we're on page 4. We're walking through the Bible. Who wrote the Bible? God wrote the Bible. God is the sole author of the Bible. You can write author in. Then we talk about revelation, inspiration, and Scripture. And then we're on page 6. We're walking them through what inspiration is. Page 7, we're walking them through this. And you have to go through it fast. Again, if you want to do one lesson for each time you sit down with them, you know, it can be a little overwhelming, I understand. Probably the first lesson, you'll have to take 2 weeks. Then you come to page 13 and the application. First, determine that you're committed to obey whatever is plainly revealed in Scripture. So the phrase plainly revealed would be written there. Do you see that on page 13? And then you'll fill out those pages. Then you'll turn to page 14. Now, the reason I'm bringing you through this quickly is we're coming to page 15. Okay? What I like about the Continue book, okay, that we've gone over of Lesson 1. Is it Andy?
Yes, sir.
Andy, man, you finished Lesson 1, praise the Lord. I know you're going to be in church tomorrow night. You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
You better. Okay, or I'm going to come and find you. No, I'm just kidding. So you're going to be here. So this is what I want you to do this next week, Andy. You're going to do Day 1. You're going to do these in your devotions. And listen, there's 7 days. Every day starting today, you're going to do the assignment after Lesson 1. So tomorrow when you go home, I want you to read page 15. Okay? And then there's some notes on page 16 that you can write. And then the next day, I want you to read page 2. Then page 3, can we trust the Bible? Page 4, and I'm going to help them walk through this. Page 5, and you're going to review. And then the way the Continue book is set up, if you'll go to page 23. I want everybody to go to page 23. You have day 6 and 7 that is sort of like a weekend. But it doesn't necessarily have to fall on the weekend. But there's one or two little assignments they want you to do to finish up the week before you come back. So does everybody see how it's designed? You don't want to give them the assignments until you finish the lesson. And then they'll finish the lesson like a devotion. And this is what I usually tell the people that I disciple. I say, Andy, you may be reading our daily bread or whatever else, but I want you to focus on doing these every day. Will you do that? Will you commit to do that? Will you shake my hand? Will you commit to do that?
Absolutely.
I'm going to pray that you will, okay? And when you come back next week, we'll go over these. So when I meet with Andy the next week, the first thing we do is we'll spend 10 or 15 minutes and we'll talk about what we've learned from Lesson 1, and then we'll jump right into Lesson 2. Now again, don't leave here and say, well, if I don't get through Lesson 2, what am I going to do, brother? I'm going to panic, you know? You know, if it takes you a couple weeks to get through Lesson 2, that's fine. But there ought to be a goal. When you take them through the Continue book, there ought to be a goal of finishing in a respectable time. You know, you don't want to leave them hanging. You know, Andy may be thinking, well, how long am I going to have to meet? You know, typically, and I've told Daniel this, we've talked about this. Typically, when I preach or when I do something, I do it in series and I do it in increments of 3 or 4 months. So hopefully within 4 months, we're through this book. And I think if you teach this book in a group setting like this, you could have 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 in your Sunday school class. By the way, this is a great Sunday school curriculum to teach. You could use a discipleship class, a new beginner's class. You could do this during Sunday school. I think there ought to be a goal where you try to finish it up in 4 or 5 months. Okay, no. Now here's the next question. You say, Mark, okay, I'm finished. 5 months goes through. I'm finished the continue book. Then what do I do with that class? Those people move out of the class into Sunday school classes, and then you start the process all over again with a new group of people if you have that opportunity. So you see how it does? You're constantly recycling, if I could use that word loosely, you're constantly turning the wheel and having groups that come and go as you do this continued discipleship. So if you train somebody to teach that class, they'll teach it for 4 months, maybe they'll take a couple of weeks off, you sign new people up, and they're right back in the class doing the same thing again. Any questions so far? Yes, Ben? If someone has marital issues, I will deal with the marital issue and try to get to the root of the problem first, and I have other material for that before I take. But here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to say, I'm going to say to someone, I don't want you in a leadership position until you go through this, especially if they're newly saved. Okay? So I'm going to stand my ground there. Now, if somebody gets saved and 3 months later they want to sing in the choir, there's no leadership authority there, I'm going to let them join the choir. I'm not going to say you can't sing in the choir unless you go through continue. Okay, I'm not going to say that. But I will say you're not going to be in a teaching position unless you go through continue. Somewhere in the process, Ben. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just know there's all sorts of spectrum.
Of sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here's the deal. What I would do if I'm going to, I would promote the continue class heavily from behind the pulpit and in church to the point where what we've done is we've screen printed the front cover and put it in the bulletin. So this is what it looks like. We show the front of the cover of the continue book in our bulletin. I would promote it, and then I would sign people up in my class. And what I would also do is I would handpick a couple of people in the church. Now, I know you're a theologian. You are a doctor. But I want you to be in my class just to encourage others. I know you know the stuff. But pick 3 or 4 people that maybe be grounded in your church that can be a part of the class just to encourage the new believers, if you're in that position to do that. Okay? And we've sort of seen some of that in our church. Our church is not a mega church, you know. We're not a huge church. So, you know, this is all in small stages for us. But it certainly is a plan to take people through so they'll be grounded. Okay? Everybody got that? So what I do is, and I would work ahead. So when they meet for the second week, and I'm meeting with Andy, I've got my blanks already filled out. He doesn't. And this is what I tell my people, my men. I say, now, I don't even tell them the answers are in the back of the book. Okay? If they come and they find out, I'll say, now listen, that's good. I'm glad you're excited. But don't fill out the answers. Let me give them to you, okay? Because that way we can learn. Usually it's not an issue. Now, in this continue book, one of the things I like about it, if you'll look to the very back, I'm just going to highlight it, maybe take one more minute, and then we'll take question and answers. I've got 5 minutes here. Don't I?
About 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay. So in the back, Paul Chappell has done this too, and Brother Gabe, and I love it what they've done, is there's a Bible reading schedule in the back. And what we've done is photocopied this and just made it a little bit more practical. It's at the very back. Okay? So you have that tool in the back. Also, what you have is you have Appendix C, like page 310, 309, topical verses for Bible memory. So here's some verses that they give you that you can use to memorize with the material. And then there's also some articles in the back regarding issues. There's a good article. I think it's a good article, and I will make those that go through discipleship, I will make them read it. There's a good little article and explanation why we use the King James Bible. And that's on page 315. Okay? So I'll have them read that. We won't spend an hour on that article, but it helps them to understand, especially a new believer. Okay? So that's on page 315 to 320. Okay? So he has that in there. It's all laid out for you. It's written on layman terms. Okay, so this is how I do it. Do you see how I do it? I just walk them through it. We'll have our Bibles open. I want my learner to get to the place where they're opening their Bible. They're using their Bible. They know where the Bible is. They know where the verses are and where books are in their Bible. Okay? Any questions or comments? I'm through. I want to hear from you. I want to hear questions or comments. Yes, sir.
Whenever you're sitting with them, so like you're doing lesson number one, do you read that to them? Do they read it to you? How do you work that out?
Well, I have to sort of, if they're not a good reader, I have to be careful. I have a guy that I have discipled through Continue. He's borderline dyslexic.
Right.
And so I'm very careful because he's smart, but he just has a hard time reading.
Okay. So, assume they read okay. How do you work that out?
Well, I just say, okay, why don't you read this?
Okay.
Why don't you read this? Why don't you read this verse?
No set place in there for it, just...
No.
Okay.
We're just conversational talk.
Okay.
Now, obviously, if I'm in a group setting, it's a little bit more formal.
Right.
Like we are today.
Okay.
But... You know, each person has a different style. What I've never done is I've never said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Nobody can talk. I'm going to get through it, and then we're going to be through. You know, okay, is there any questions? Okay. And especially on an individual. If I'm dealing with Mike here on an individual plane here, okay, do you have any questions? Do you understand that? Did you get that? Okay. Do you understand Jesus is the Messiah? Do you know what that means? Okay. You've been saved, but do you understand who He is? Okay. And another thing I haven't shared with you, and again, it depends on the situation if I'm doing individually, but if I'm discipling, if Mike has been saved in my church, and I'm discipling him, and I'm taking him through Continue, I'm also giving him the steps of a good man. Okay? I'm giving him this book. I have 15 of these in my office. And I know Daniel, they've used some of this same, they've used books too with their men in their church. I'm giving him this book and I said, now listen, this is what I want you to do. Here's a great book to read. It talks about how to be a godly man. I want you to read pages 1 through 7. Will you do that? And we'll take 5 minutes and discuss it. What I'm doing is I'm sort of breaking it up when we meet. Okay, but I don't want to give them too much. Okay, and my wife has accused me in the past. She says, honey, you just load them down with things. You know, I have to be careful. I do have to be careful that I don't overwhelm people, especially a new believer. Okay, Mike just came out of prison. You know, I mean, he's rough behind the ears. I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying? And I've dealt with that. Listen, the guy that I've been discipling, he has tattoos from his neck all the way down to his wrists. And so, you know, we've got a long ways to go. He's rough behind the ears. But he got saved in the jail ministry. Amen? So, you know, we got to work with him. So, any other thoughts? Yes, sir. Brother Steve.
You said you do the books with the men. What do you do the same? Do your ladies do the same with the ladies?
Yeah, we've got these ladies over here were asking. Jim George, his wife, Elizabeth George, has some of the same books that you can get. Okay, A Woman After God's Own Heart. So we'll use them. Also, we've used Nancy Lee DeMoss, Lies Women Believe. We've taken that. That's a good Bible study for women. Lies Women Believe. We've taken some of our ladies through that. Okay? Okay?
Now, you had mentioned that you want them to fill it out while you're with them, not beforehand.
No, sir. Yeah, I want them to...
You want them to read it? But not fill it out? Don't
well, no, I would let them, let's go through it together. Because here's what we're going to do. Once we finish lesson one, once we finish lesson two, they're going to have homework. So they're going to be reading that. They're going to be opening up their Bibles. They're going to be filling in those blanks. So there's going to be homework that they're going to have to do. So I try to walk them through the lesson myself.
Okay.
Okay? Now, if I'm in a hurry, if I say, well, let's skip this phrase. You can read it. Let's get this next blank in. Okay? So I may not read everything. And the Bible says that it is the inspired. You know, I try to be very conversational when I work with them. Okay? Any other thoughts? Questions?
Is it Elizabeth George?
Elizabeth George, yeah. These are. But this is good. Elton Martins, he's with the Lord. He was a member at Lancaster Baptist Church. He died printing and writing this book, and his wife finished it. He died suddenly. Pastor Chapel preached his funeral. But these are two great books for men. And you always start with this book, and then this is the sequel. Okay? So these are books, and you can get them through Striving Together. Yes, sir?
On the handout, it said about giving out a certificate when they completed. If you're going through a group, and there were four or five, and one of them didn't complete or didn't do all the homework, you're not giving them the certificate?
Well, if they've got the last lesson, I'll go ahead and give them a certificate and tell them to.
Most of it.
Yeah. It's not an accredited certificate. It's not a degree, but it does make people feel special, and that's what I have found. Okay, my time's up. Ben, do you have quick? Good. And again, I know my time's up. I'll make one last comment. The tool to use in our fundamental churches is this book right here. It's already made for us. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to just use this. And if they ever quit publishing this, I'm going to call Dr. Chapel and say I'm not happy. No, I won't say that. But I'll publish my own. But there's always going to be something. Okay? And I pray that a Becca book one day will have something like this. That would be good for Christian school homeschoolers. Okay? Okay, thank you so much.